Good morning, a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, I think when I started here at WAMC, we were doing fund drives for $150,000 or $200,000, and they would take, a lot longer than what happened yesterday, $421,356 in the lockbox. Thank you to you and Joe, the panel, all the listeners especially, for their love of the station and understanding why right now it's so important to preserve that information that's vital to democracy.
Hey, we're going forward, and we will continue to do that. Obviously, with inflation and everything, things have gotten even tougher than they were back in the day when you first appeared on the scene. And we know we have to just get this money. So it's a question of value. Do people think that this radio station, which is in their lives, which is part of what they do every day, is worth it? Now, yesterday, the answer was clear. A record-setting first day of a lockbox fund drive, or any fund drive, to tell you the truth. A couple of $100,000. My sense of it is there will be a magic moment when everybody who uses it says, I can think of 1,000 excuses not to give, but there's only one reason to give, and that's to keep this thing going. Now, more than ever, we need this radio station. Yesterday, there was a discussion on the panel in which Rosemary Armeo, the terrific panelist, said, we're screwed because there's going to be a 6-3 majority on the Supreme Court. It's not that I disagree with her. It's that I don't want a woe is me. At this stage of the game, we have to all do what we have to do in order to make ourselves heard. We can't give up. We have a president who is a lying liar, and he knows what he's doing. And I believe that because he's the leader of the American people, he was elected by the Electoral College, but not by the popular vote, he knows what he's doing. There are people who think, well, you know, he's crazy, this and that. No, I don't. I think this is the way in which evil manifests itself. And the idea that he's getting away with it and that it's continuing is just a terrible, terrible thing. But we can't give up. That's my message to everybody who listens to this radio station. It's a special, special place. It's a place that we have all discovered, we've all made together. And if we give that up, if we hide our heads in the sand, if we say, oh, woe is me, we're screwed and it's over, we lose. Therefore, I'm looking for the day that everybody decides in that one prescient moment that we'll all put our money in today. That way we'll have more time to do whatever we need to do during the trying days that are coming ahead. It may be Supreme Court hearings. We can't stop to raise money then. So if everybody just did it on one day, we'd be done. And we could be freed up to do all those things which we need to do. So David, right this moment, this early in the morning, you can put your money in. And I believe, I truly believe that everybody out there who understands what's at stake will do it. I put my money in yesterday. No excuses. By standing together, we will help democracy prevail. If we don't, if we run, if we say, oh, woe is me, or we're screwed and there's nothing we can do about it, then we are in real trouble.
We're all in this together.
WAMC.org. It's a magic way of putting it. Because if you go to WAMC.org and you put your money in, and we all do it now, today, we'll be freed up to do what we do best.
I would just bring you this information. Now, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Allen, will be the first woman to lie in state in the Capitol. You mentioned the president and his lies. He was claiming that her last wish may have not been her last wish yesterday. And, of course, that last wish about naming her successor after the presidential election. Looks like it won't happen. Republican senators line up to back Trump on court fight. With the support of Senators Chuck Grassley and Cory Gardner, President Trump appears to have the votes needed to confirm a Supreme Court justice, says the New York Times this morning. Your thoughts?
That may well be. And it may well be that we're going to have a court that's 6-3. But if I'm Chuck Schumer, right now, I'm saying if they're going to play this way, we'll play tough too. And no matter what they do now, we're going to make their lives impossible. If it means getting together and taking the Senate and expanding the court, they are playing so dirty that it needs to be said that this is not a time to say, oh, well, too bad, oh, woe is us, we're going away. That is not what's in the cards for us right now. Now we got to fight.
any sense now of the president's picks? We know Amy Coney Barrett has met with the president, did that yesterday at the White House, as she has emerged as the early favorite for the Supreme Court. He says he expects to announce his pick on Friday or Saturday. Do you think average Americans understand the power of this court?
I don't. I think that a lot of people do, but I don't. I think increasingly we understand, so that it depends on just at how lockstep they are. So, for example, if Donald Trump were to say, you know, this is a rigged election and I'm bringing it to the court and I want the court to say no voting by mail and no doing this or that, that court can put a real effective roadblock into the Democrats winning the presidency. We know that now. And if that happens, it will be a particular disgrace. I'm of the opinion that Donald Trump is going to play some real cheap politics here. The front runner is not the person who will help him in Florida. The second person who is being considered is Barbara Lagoa. She is a judge, lower court judge, and she, of course, would help him in Florida because she is Hispanic herself. And Florida is the key in many ways to this election. So even though he may prefer the other choice, he may go with Lagoa because of her Hispanic background and because she comes from Florida, a state he desperately needs to win re-election.
Arlen Chartok with us. Come on, everybody. It's our station. Let's get this thing done.
David, you couldn't say it better. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time. If you love the station, if you want it, if you're on the left side or the right side, I heard from a libertarian yesterday who said, I don't agree with you, but I love the station. That's what it's all about. WAMC.org is where you go right now. Don't let it go by. Just do it now.